Thank you, Walter. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to be here for this tribute to Wendell Rolfe. I'm going to talk about male sex pheromone and their ecological significance. Most of the pheromones Wendell worked on are female sex pheromone, and he rarely worked on the male sex pheromone, for he was too busy chasing female, I mean moths, that is. However, he gave me a great opportunity to work on the male sex pheromone. The sex pheromone of the oriental fruit moth was studied by Wendell and Cardell decades ago, originally from Asia, most probably from Japan. It is now cosmopolitan pest, and Wendell urged me to study on this terrible pest on peaches and apples. The dodecanoyl acetate and its analogs are the pheromone of the female to attract from great distance. However, after locating a female, the male attracts the female by releasing another pheromone itself. This slide shows the sequential courtship behavior of the G. molesta. After landing near the female, the male display his hair pencils, and female quickly walks towards the male and evokes from him a copulatory attempt. Okay. It was 1979. I met Tom Baker in Wendell's lab very before he moved to Riverside, and he showed me a male displaying his hair pencils. The pheromone emission from the hair pencil was just remarkable, as it was propelling over the female on a wind generated by the vibrating wings, strongly attractive to the female. Tom said that he could smell the hair pencil like an herbal essence, and I could also smell it like a kind of sweet fruity odor, really a nice smell, even though the hair pencil is very tiny. Wendell put several people to work snipping thousands of hair pencils for me to extract and analyze. The hair pencil extract was chromatographed on a packed column on GC and separated into 12 fractions. Unexpectedly, the major peak 4 was not active at all, which was identified as melanin, a phenolic compound. It was found to be important in the male-male interactions. I'm not going to talk about this, but Tom Baker got an EEG response only from fraction 3, which was identified as ethyl cinnamate. But the activity was very weak compared to the crude extract. At that time, we did not have a fancy GC EEG system, but we did a good job. The most important compound was hidden in fraction 7, which hampered attempt to identify it. This was the most important compound with fruit odor. To cut a long story short, I could identify the compound to be methyl epigasmonate by extracting the same fragrant component from lemon peel. This compound was originally found from jasmine flower and used as a very important keynote aroma in perfume such as Chanel No. 19. It is just amazing that the male OFM produced such noble compounds just to entrance a female moth, which with cinnamon flavor and jasmine essence. Methyl jasmonate was previously known as queen of aroma. Surprisingly, very pure jasmonate, no smell to me at all. I synthesized all the four possible isomers, and methyl epijasmonate turned out to be the true queen of aroma. Both the human nose and oriental fruit moth respond to the epi isomer. We reported this discovery at the American Chemical Society meeting in Washington, during which we had an interview in the press room, and our news was reported in the New York Times. The perfume industry people were surprised by the result, and they changed their production to enrich epimer, which they initially thought just an impurity. We regret to say that we did not patent these findings because we believe that a natural product could not be patented at that time. However, we could have patented any enrichment in the isomers that exceed 10%, for instance. In that way, we lost a chance to share in what turned out to be $1 billion per year business. However, we learned about the importance of stereochemistry, as Peter Kofrank and Kenji Mori keep saying. And we learned a lot on the beautiful chemical communication between female and male in the oriental foot moth. In this case, male pheromones are quite different from females. I'm surprised today Krista showed an interesting example of HP hair pencil in Australia, a month where the 9 and 11 acetates are involved. So we need to look more into these examples. Shown here, more dynamic example of male hair pencil pheromone, Idaeroikonae. This is a gigantic Danine butterfly living in Okinawa, Japan. This beautiful photo was taken by an insect photographer, Mr. Matsuka. Here you can see a male Idea butterfly hair penciling above a female. Now she is an acceptance posture, curling her abdomen, okay, here, downward. This is a typical response to the female. Pioneering work on Danine sex pheromone had been done by Eisner and Meinwald more than 40 years ago, but not many have been known so far for other species such as this primitive species. You can compare the size of Idea butterfly and oriental foot moth. It is surprising that both possess such a beautiful pair of hair pencils of their own. Idea butterfly feed exclusively on the Apocynaceae plant, Oleander family, a Parasomnia rybigata, which is considered to be the most primitive host of the subfamily Danaenae. This plant contains a series of macrocyclic pyrrolizin alkaloid, and the larva sequester a large quantity of the alkaloid. The adult butterfly sequester an enormous quantity of PAs, over 3 mg per body, a huge chemical arsenal for the light butterfly. Several mimicry species are known in the swallowtail family, which provides evidence of the toxicity of this compound. The monarch sequester cardenolide, the Idea butterfly sequester pyrrolizin alkaloid from their own host plants. Again, speaking about the hair pencil, the male emanates a number of specific volatiles. Danidone and unique beta-lactone with four-membered ring are the important constituent of hair pheromone component. These compounds are fragments of pyrrolizidin alkaloids. I Xerox copied the male butterfly, and a small filter paper on the tail was impregnated with hair pencil compounds. Virgin females were visually attracted to the model and landed on the nearby foliage as soon as they smelled the hair pencil odor. This is a typical acceptance posture of the female towards the courting male. She curls her abdomen and becomes stiff. Usually, copulation takes place immediately afterward. Receptive females of older age actively chase the fluttering model and often jump directly on the model wings and with abdomen curling posture, firmly pushing the tip of her abdomen towards the sample disc. Danidone and bilirubin beta lactam are certainly indispensable component, although the natural pheromone blend consists of more complex mixture. Here is a diagram of the chemical structure. The sequestered PA as aromone and biotransformed PA fragment as pheromone. The cyclic compound comes from this side chain. This summarizes the role of pyrrolizidine alkaloid in the life cycle of Idaeroiconae. The female lays eggs in response to the pyrrolizidine in the host leaves, thus the compound functions as a chiromon, in this case, oviposition stimulant. The butterfly sequesters a large quantity of PAs during the larval stage, which act as aromon, in this case, the defense substances. Then the male processes a portion of a PA into volatile seducing pheromone. Although there are some other chemical factors involved, this seems to be a scenario for the Idea butterfly and plant interaction, mediated basically by a single class of host plant semiochemicals, PAs. In the case of queen butterflies, Danaus, the larva sequester cardenolide from host milkweed, and the adult butterfly must obtain pheromone precursors from other PA plants, pharmacophaga 3. In that sense, Idaea butterflies do not need to seek alkaloid, and they actually don't seek PAs, so they are not pharmacophagas as far as concerned about PAs. Very interestingly, a parallel evolution can be seen in some arctoid moth species. Krasnov and Roloffs worked on the woolly beard and reported that the part of PA fragment could be transferred even to the hair pencil of their offsprings via eggs, which had never been fed on pyrrolizidine alkaloid. PAs from grandparents, just amazing. We really need to study further on the adaptation and evolutionary process of these fascinating butterflies and moths mediated by plant secondary metabolites. Now I would like to introduce another case of pharmacophagy, which I am deeply involved in at this moment. The oriental fruit fly, another oriental fruit insect, Bactrocera dorsalis, is a serious pest of various kinds of fruits, particularly in the tropical region. The fruit fly shows strong affinity to methyl eugenol. The flies attracted here to the chemical source are all males, and females never pay attention to the specific attractant. They just keep licking and licking the methyl eugenol source. This is a typical pharmacophagous behavior, as I am going to show you later on. Methyl eugenol has been successfully introduced as a selective mass trapping agent in the eradication program of this pest insect, as in Okinawa. This is one of the exceptionally dramatic case of pest control without applying insecticide directly to the crops. I was curious why the oriental fruit fly was attracted to this specific chemical, methyl eugenol. Methyl eugenol is a phenylpropanoid widely distributed in plant kingdom, particularly as essential oil component of flowers. This is a flower of a small orchid, Bulbophyllum cheiri, selectively attracting oriental fruit fly males for pollination in a rainforest in Malaysia. The flower possesses methyl eugenol and attracts flies temporarily to trap the fly in the floral chamber for pollination. The fly carries a bag of pollen, so-called pollinarium, on his back. you can see here a guy carrying a pollen, pollinarium. The pollinarium sticks really firmly on his back, but it will be easily removed at the next visit. That means pollination. You can see a schematic view of the movable sisal trap lip structure, which become imbalanced by the fly's weight as the fly moves up towards the center. During this pollination process, the fly obtains substantial amount of methiuginal reward as a pheromone precursor. Feeding upon methiuginal, the male flies incorporate and biotransform it to some oxidized form, accumulate them to the rectal gland, and use them as a sex pheromone. This slide illustrates the possible ecological function of methiuginal metabolite in oriental fruit fly. Pollination occurs effectively lured by methiuginal. Males emit flower-originated perfume and effectively attract females. This explains why the males were so eagerly feeding on the flower fragrance, pharmacophagously. We also proved the pheromonal function, aromonal function as well, using spiders, lizard, and birds. In many cases, the male fly sequester about 100 micrograms of the metabolites in the, such a small body. Since both flies and flowers obtain benefit as pheromone and aromone precursors and also pollination, the floral compound can be defined as cinnamon. In this example, both the plant and pollinators directly receive the reproductive advantage mediated by the floral cinnamon. Now we have learned a lot of things about the adaptation mechanisms of male fragrances in their life history. Sexual selection might be involved. Natural selection may be operated because males seem to be advertising their quality or protectiveness in many cases. Bratella quinone has been characterized as a male attracting pheromone of the German cockroach by Wendell's group. That is a female sex pheromone. Satoshi Nojima also identified male nuptial pheromone of the German cockroach, which entices females by stimulating her appetite while raising his wings. There may be there are many more examples of male sex pheromone, but let me go back to speak a little bit more about the fruit fly orchid story, as it may be comparable to Vitoco Frankel's bee-orchid interaction after my talk, although I don't see him in this morning. He will present on silico. Let me talk about the orchid story in our case. My colleague, Dr. Tan Ken Hong in Malaysia, and I have been working on the several species of so-called fruit fly orchid to study further on the co-evolutionary relationship between the orchid and flies. Most of the species in the genus Bactrocera are attracted to methiuginal or raspberry chiton, or Q-lua is a synthetic compound related to raspberry chiton. And we are finding orchid species which produce these substances in the rainforest in Southeast Asia and New Guinea. An interesting case is Bromophyllum patens, which attract both methiuginal sensitive flies and Raspberry Kiton sensitive flies. A fly carrying a pollinarium is now licking the petal. Once he reaches the hinged lip. A fly carrying a pollinarium is coming this way, and please watch. The lip tilt towards the column and unload the pollinarium. This is the moment when the pollination occurs. I can show you again this way. We thought initially this flower must produce both methyl eugenol and raspberry keton to attract both group of Bacteroidea species so that the flower can secure pollinators in a complex fauna in the rainforest. However, attractant was found to be a unique compound, zingerone, known as the hot spicy component of ginger. This has never been recorded as a fruit fly attractant. Interestingly, this compound has a hybrid structure of both methyl eugenol and raspberry keton. This fly summarizes the relationship of the three attractant flower species and fruit fly species. Zingerone, the center, is a hybrid of both methyl eugenol and raspberry keton, thus may have evolved to attract both types of fly convergently. Or, on the contrary, zingerone could be a template or ancestral compound from which methyl eugenol and raspberry keton would have evolved divergently. We still do not know the answer. Ecological adaptation mechanism and speciation are a very important issue in the evolution or coevolution between plants and insects. Recently, Wendell Group, Charlie Ling, Satoshi et al. Have figured out the speciation mechanism of Lagolites fruit flies. A long time ago, when the Loros took me to an orchard to collect insect pests, and it changed the evolution of my life. Thank you, Wendell, and thank you for your attention.